it's the 23rd of June, am I right? It says, Mr. McLaughlin, sorry,
yes,
what's your Christian name, Mr. McLaughlin?
Alfred.
Alfred. Alfred McLaughlin on Middle Park Estate, talking first of all about Horn Park Estate.
Yeah.
Okay. So, first of all, actually, where were you were born where?
In Well Hall.
In Well Hall.
Yes, I lived in Well Hall and spent my boyhood in Well Hall.
Yes.
Went to Gordon School. And then, of course, as a boy, I travelled all around this Middle Park, the Westfields, the Ninefields, and Horn Park, and all around this area.
So, when was Middle Park built?
Middle Park was built in 1929, around about 1929, 1930 time.
So, and you saw it being built?
Yes, yeah, so I knew it as fields and hedges and cattle grazing up here before it was built, yes.
So what was it like before it was built?
Well, it was just ordinary. As you came down from Eltham, there was cornfields on your right.
Down from what road in Eltham?
From Eltham Church.
From Eltham Church, yeah. Down.
Yes,
Eltham.
From Eltham.
I see.
Past the White Hart.
Yeah.
There was a farm on your right.
Yeah.
Which was the Lime Farm Park. Lime Farm. Lime Farm, that was it, on the right.
Yeah.
And then there was the cornfields going right down to Eltham Green.
Yeah.
Then on the left there was all fields.
Yeah.
With the hedges. And down when you got down to the bottom, there was the 5-by, where the Dutch house is now, Yorkshire Grey is now. There was a 5-by gate with a lane leading up to Middle Park Farm. And you could see the farm in the distance. Oak trees, big oak trees either side, used to lead up there, and the fields came off of them. You could see cows in the fields and horses, but you did mostly horses, I think. It was all fields, just like any other farm.
And were there private houses at all?
No.
Yeah.
There were no houses here at all.
Mm.
The only houses I remember were what is now known as Clifton's Roundabout.
Yeah.
At Clifton's Roundabout, there was a road leading up from the main road, the Eltham Road, called Mottingham Lane, and it used to go under the railway bridge, turn right, and go up to Mottingham. But on the crossroads at Clifton's Roundabout now, there was 2 farm cottages one side of the road and 3 farm cottages the other side of the road. And then there was a track leading up the hill that went over a cow bridge at the top, up towards Tuck's Farm or Horn Park's Farm up top.
And what was people's attitude to the Middle Park being built then? People who lived here?
The only houses that were around here then was at Eltham Green there. There was a few houses there.
Mm.
I don't think people really thought much about it because all the estates were being built then, you see. This was after the war, and the estates were all in the process of being built. The Pages Estate, and the Middle Park Estate, and the Horn Park Estate. They were all built one after the other.
And why were they built at that time?
At the war time, the First World War, they built the Progress Estate at Well Hall to house the munition workers in the arsenal. And they also built wooden huts. Well, all the wooden huts were knocked down.
Where were the wooden huts?
On the Wellall Road, leading up to Shooter's Hill, and all over West Mount Road area, Dearsey Road, Deansfield Road, all around that area.
Did you ever go in one?
Up Castlewood Park. Oh, yes, yes.
What were they
I had
like
plenty
inside?
Of friends.
What were they
well,
like?
They were quite good. They had about 4 rooms.
Mm.
And
All on one floor?
All on one floor, yeah. Right? A wooden hut, yeah, with a coal bunker outside.
Yeah.
And they were quite comfortable for munition workers. And I think they...
Were the walls plastered inside, or were they just wood?
No, they were a lot of asbestos inside.
That was healthy.
Painted over. Well, no, we used to think of it then.
No. And how did they heat them? Then you said they had a coal bunker.
Round fires, round stoves with pipes going through the roof.
Sounds a bit Russian, really. Like a Russian.
Yes, well, they built them in a hurry, didn't they, for the munition workers?
Yeah.
But anyway,
they were quite warm and comfortable, were they?
Yes. Eltham was a village before the war. And, of course, it was a small high street, you know, that zigzagged And of course, after the war, with the influx of these munition workers, made this area grow up. So all the fields were around here, they started building these estates.